Welcome to this podcast about Montague Harbor and Galliano Island in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Montague Harbor is a provincial marine park on Trincomalee Channel on the southern coast of Galliano Island, one of the Gulf Islands in the Strait of Georgia, about 32 miles north of Victoria and 30 miles south-southwest of Vancouver, British Columbia. The harbor is an embayment well protected on the west by Grey Peninsula, which is connected to Galliano Island by a low isthmus, and to the south by Parker Island, which forms two narrow channels leading into the harbor. Captain George H. Richards from HMS Plumper named Galliano Island in 1859 after Dionisio Alcalá Galliano, a Spanish explorer who surveyed the area in 1792. The island is long, narrow, and broken into a series of ridges and valleys that control local drainage patterns. These topographic features were formed by sedimentary rocks of the Nanaimo group that developed during the late Cretaceous, about 100 million to 66 million years ago, and consist of alternating sequences of sandstone and siltstone and mudstone and shale, quaternary glacial deposits of glacial till, or fluvial sands and gravels deposited by glacial meltwater cover these rocks. Small wetlands, bogs, and creeks are common across the island. Montague Harbor has a white shell beach on the north shore containing several prehistoric middens representing 3,500 years of human occupation. Local collectors have recovered artifacts from these beaches for decades, probably because winter storm surges and cumulative sea level rise have eroded and redeposited the middens. In the 1960s, major archaeological excavations on the beach found arrowheads, spearheads, and stone carvings. Grey Peninsula on the western shore consists of a substantial bedrock island and a coastal spit creating an isthmus with an intertidal lagoon and a freshwater bog. 17 archaeological sites have been found, including a possible fish trap, extensive shell middens, and habitation sites representing the Marpole culture. These people were complex hunter-gatherers with traditions of hereditary matrilineal inequality, multifamily housing, resource ownership, and wealth accumulation. Coast Salish nations have inhabited Galliano Island since before the arrival of Spanish explorers. In historical times, the Penelicut First Nation inhabited Grey Peninsula and other locations on the island. The island remained mostly isolated from European settlers until 1858, when gold was discovered in the Fraser Canyon. Poor soil limited development, and early settlers resorted to fishing and logging. In 1871, the Confederation of British Columbia into Canada and the subsequent completion of the Canadian Pacific Railway in 1885 caused a rapid influx of pioneers to Galliano Island, and a small community became established. Montague Harbor Park was established in 1959 and expanded in 1978 to 25 acres. In 1982, the name was changed to Montague Harbor Marine Park. Today, it extends from a depth of 16 feet below sea level to an elevation of 590 feet on a steep rocky precipice and includes approximately 252 acres, with 173 acres of uplands and 79 acres of foreshore. The marine park is designated Category 2 by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The enlisting of protected areas is part of a strategy for conserving the world's natural environment and biodiversity. The main objective of a Category 2 wilderness area is the protection of a functioning ecosystem, but the classification implies more leniency with human visitation and its supporting infrastructure. These parks are managed in a way that may contribute to local economies by promoting educational and recreational tourism on a scale that will not reduce the effectiveness of conservation efforts. The surrounding areas of a park may be for consumptive or non-consumptive use, but should nevertheless act as a barrier to defend the protected area's native species and communities, enabling them to sustain themselves in the long term. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.